This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Coming up, a journey to the caucuses. But first, time for sports. And break out the strawberries and champagne. Really for both the Williams sisters, because we have a winner at Wimbledon today. Serena Williams has defeated sister Venus for the women's title there. And the men, a couple of guys play later. Ron Rappaport joins us from Chicago. Ron, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Scott.
It was a straight sets win. Good match, do you think?
Yeah, I think one of the best matches they've played, Scott. They didn't seem real nervous against each other, although I got to tell you, just a great win for Serena. Any more of this and we'll soon be saying Venus who? I mean, Serena was just so dominant. She seemed faster and stronger.
Yeah.
And she looked a little nervous after she broke Venus' serve a couple of times in the first set, and Venus broke back. But towards the end, it was very clear that Venus couldn't handle what her sister was throwing at her.
There have been complaints that when they play against each other, the ferocity that is often associated with their game falls off a bit. I mean, it must be difficult to play against your sister. I've known some sisters who would be even more ferocious against one another, but apparently not these.
I think so. You know, Chris Evert made an interesting point when she said that they know each other so well. Mm-hmm. They can't throw surprises at each other. They practice against each other. It makes it more difficult. But I think there's family and psychological stuff and so on. But boy, Serena sure put that behind her this time. She just looked terrific. And now it's two legs of the Grand Slam, Scott, and there's nobody to say that she can't do it all.
It's been pointed out that in the history of fraternal competition between brothers and sisters, which we've seen in baseball, football, other major sports occasionally, it's unusual to have two siblings of such quality. Usually one of them is dominant.
Yeah, I'm trying to think what the example would be in any sport. This is certainly not John and Patrick McEnroe, is it? No, they're very good, although right now I think Venus has got to go back to the practice court and make sure that Serena doesn't just run away with the rivalry.
Well, I think she'll be back soon. Listen, another Williams, if we may, although I don't believe related, but the greatest hitter of all time, perhaps, Ted Williams, died yesterday at the age of 83. He not only was a precedent-setting, record-setting career, but he gave five of the best years of his career to military service.
Well, he was just such a great player for the fact that when you think about it's one of baseball's greatest eras, and who did you have? You had Joe DiMaggio, Jackie Robinson, Ted Williams. They were at the head of their class, and now they're all gone. The fact that Williams didn't play for the Yankees, only played in one World Series, and yet he was such a great hitter, probably only Babe Ruth. It was a greater combination of power and average, and he'll certainly be missed.
And when he was inducted into the Hall of Fame, he said, "I won't be happy till the Negro League stars I played against in exhibition matches."
Teddy Ballgame. That was his nickname. That's his epitaph.
Ron, thanks very much.
Thank you, Scott.
Ron Rappaport, speaking from Chicago.